Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Zayin, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Vav and Beis, and the Mishnah Daf Beis and Nav discussed the various size of Bezdin that is required for different dinim. We just completed discussing those dinim that require a Sanhedrin Tana or Bezdin of Chaf Gimel. The Mishnah then continued, Ein Don and Leis Hashavit, Veleis Navi Hashekha, Veleis Kohen Gadol, Ela Pi Bezdin Shel Shivim Ve'echad. And our Gemara now begins and discusses the din of a Shavit that is a requirement to have a Bezdin of Shivim Ve'echad. And the Gemara is, Hai Shavit, the Chotab Mai, then in regard to the judgment of which chait do we have to have 71 dayanim to judge a shevet? And the Gemara explains this question further as Elaim a shevet shechilus a Shabbos. If you're going to tell us that the din of the Mishnah pertains to a shevet that was mechal Shabbos, but Eimad de Polg Rachmana ben Yechidul Ruben Lini Avayz Chachavim b'sham mitzvahs mipolig, that where do we find that Torah actually makes a chiluk and differentiates between a yochid that does an avera and a rabbim that does an avera that's only regard to avei dezara? And as our Mishnah actually stated in Oisin Iran Adachas LLP Bezin. However, the Torah is not mechalik between a yochid and rabbim b'negei other mitzvahs, and therefore it can't be that the Mishnah is teaching us that if a shevet is mechal Shabbos, that it will be a requirement for a bezin of shivim ve'echad. Therefore, the Gemara states el b'shevet shudach, that it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case where an entire shevet did avei dezara, and the Mishnah is therefore teaching us that when judging the shevet, there will be a requirement for 71 dayanim. The Gemara continues l'meimer the bedin rabbim dani lei, that l'chari, if you're going to explain that this is the pshat in the Mishnah, if we're going to say that if a shevet serves avei Zara, then the Shevet would have the din of a Rabbim, and they would have a din of a Erin Edachas, then L'chayr, not only would there be a requirement to have 71 Dayanim, L'chayr, that punishment should be Saif, and should not be Skila, just like we find B'negei and Erin Edachas, that the punishment of a Erin Edachas is Saif, and not the standard Skila that is given to a Yochid that serves a Beit Zara. However, the Gemara now is, Kaman, that L'chayr, if this would be true, this would not be going like Rabbi Yeshiv, like Rabbi Yenison, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, at Kamo Isin Erin Edachas. How many people do they have to be in the city in order for it to have a din of Erin Edachas? And the Braisa brings a machlekes miyud vad kuf divrei Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Yenison Eimer mekuf vad rubi shel shevet. Rabbi Yeshia states that the only way that a city would be considered Erin Edachas and the din would be Saif and it would be a requirement for 71 dayanim is only if the city had from 10 people until 100 people, but less than that would not be considered a city. More than that would also not have a din of Erin, but would have a din of a tzibor, and as Rashi says, if a tzibor likes to Saif, and either extreme, the din would be that they would be judged as a yochid, and the judgment would be with 23 dayanim, and the chiyuv would be skila and not saif. Rabbi Yenison argues on Rabbi Yeshia, and he says that in order for there to be a city that's considered Erin Edachas, the city has to have at least 100 residents, and it can't be larger than wave of a shevet. The Gemara explains this question further. That even Rabbi Yenison would agree that although even if there's wave of a shevet in a city, it could still get a din of Erin Edachas and would be judged as a rabbim, and it would be chayiv saif. And it would be a requirement for 71 dayanim. However, that is only right with the shevet, but if it would be the entire shevet, then that then would not apply. And the misa for the entire shevet that served avei dezara would be skila and not saif. The judgment would be with the bezin of chaf gimel and not of ayin aleph. Ayin in the bottom tasted in the omid, diba maskal masara akuf, hod lamach choshev ir bekuf, ulamar basara, that the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshia, who holds that a city is defined as a place where there's more than 10 people that live, and Rabbi Yenison holds that's not considered a city until there are 100 people in the city. Zok Taisis near the Pligi Bikra de Amos, that it seems that there'll be Chilik in a Pasuk that states in Amos in Parakei, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki Choyama Hashem Lekim, Ha'era Yetzis Elof Tashia Meyah, Va'a Yetzis Meyah Tashia Asar Lebeis Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and will now bring three different explanations as to how to understand our Mishnah when the Mishnah stated, when you judge a Shevet, that there's a requirement for 71 Ayonim, and Amra Masna, and Amra Masna explains, we continue on Daf Tez Zayin Malav, Hacha Benasi Shevet Shechotas. That we're not talking about the entire Shevet that did Avera. The Mishnah is discussing the Nasi, or the leader of the Shevet, that did an Avera, where he'd be Chai Misa. When a Nasi of a Shevet does an Avera, that he'd be Chai Misa, the Mishnah is teaching us that there's a requirement to have a Bezin of 71 that would judge him for that Avera. As the Gemara continues, Mila Amar of Adabahava, Kaladova Gadol Revio Alecha, and as Rav Adabahava discusses B'negei Kohen Gadol, that the Pasuk by Yisrael states that anything which is a large matter will be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as we know, Moshe is compared to the Sanhedrin and the Shokel like the Sanhedrin, as Rashi mentioned a couple of times previously in our Masechta. Rav Adabahava explained that Dvar Shel Gadol, when the term mentions Dvar Gadol, is not referring to a difficult subject matter, but it's referring to a great subject, and it's referring to a Kohen Gadol, and Hainami Gadolu, and a Nasi is also considered a Gadol, and therefore any din of a Gadol has to come in front of Moshe. By extension, it has to come in front of a Sanhedrin HaGadol, and he must be judged by 71 dayanim. Rabbim, Ayin Rashi at the top of the Amid, Benasi Shevet Shechata, Uva Achas Mikol Mises Bezin, and Rashi is coming Lafuke, that if a Nasi has a Din Torah, Benegay Din Amamnis, then the requirement for a Bezin Shel Shivim Echa doesn't apply, and Lechira is based on the words of Dovah Gadol, that the Pasuk is actually telling us that there's two requirements, as first of all, the Din has to be on a Dovah Gadol, and the subject matter has to be a Dovah Gadol. In addition, the subject of the Din Torah has to be related to Dvar Shel Gadol, and has to be related to the Kohen Gadol or to a Nasi. And L'chari, it's a bit tzarech bira, as L'chari, if the Mishnah means the Nasi, so why would the Mishnah call this the Shevet, as it's not talking about the full Shevet, and we're talking about the Nasi? And L'chari, we could explain, based on the Gemara that we had on Yudalim and Alf, B'negei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, when he was giving Smicha, that it's Nikra Shmam, and therefore, when mentioning the Shevet, it really refers to the most chash of a person in the Shevet, and it's referring to Nasi. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring a second shot as to the explanation of our Mishnah, as Ulam Rabbi Lazar, Beboyin Aluske Nachreis, Uchit Chilosa Shalar Yitzol, Matchilosa Shivim Echad, Afkan Shivim Echad, that are all the states of the Rabbi Lazar, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there are two Shvatim that are arguing as to what their border is. The Mishnah teaches us that there's a requirement to have a Bezin of 71, and this is based on the fact that originally when they split up Eretz Yisrael, it was done through a Sanhedrin Gedolah, and it was done with a Bezin of Shivim Echad. Therefore, even Ladaris, if a Shevet comes and is Chaylik Benegea, its borders, then there would be a requirement to have a Bezin of Shivim Echad. And the Gemara now is that this can't be Pshat on Mishnah, as Imatchilasa Kalpe Urim Vitum V'chol Yisrael, Afkan Kalpe Urim Vitum V'chol Yisrael, that L'chaira, once you're going to compare the Din of Nachrois to the original Din of Nachrois, and just like originally when we split up Eretz Yisrael, there were pieces of paper where they wrote down the Chaylik, and they wrote down the Shevet, and it was also done through the Urim Vitumim, and through a Lazar Kohen, and all of Klai Yisrael was there. So L'chaira, we should also say that whenever you have a Shevet that's being chilek on a Nachra, then all these dinim should apply, and not only would there be a requirement to have 71 day on him, but there would be a requirement to have these pieces of paper as well as the Urim V'Tumim and all of Klai Yisrael, and certainly that can't be the din El Mechvatik Rav Masna, and therefore we have to go back to the original Pshat Rav Masna. And when the Mishnah speaks about a Shevet, it's teaching us there's a requirement to have 71 day on him when judging a Nasi regarding dinim Nefashais. And the Gemara now continues with another way to understand our Mishnah, as Ravina Omar Lo Ilim B'Shevet Shehudach, that really our Mishnah is talking about a Shevet that did avoid the Zara, or the Kokashelcha B'din Rabim Daninle, and you originally asked that how can you say that we would judge them with Din Rabim, there would be a requirement to have 71 day on him, there would also be Chayiv Misa B'Sayif instead of Skila. The Ma'ase said that can't be, then this Din would not be like Rabbi Yeshia or like Rabbi Nissen. And the Gemara states in Afagad the Kaklina Kayachid, the B'din Rabim Daninle, that although it is true that there's machlekes between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison as to how many people have to be in the city in order for it to be considered an Eridachas, certainly a Shevet is not considered an Eridachas, and therefore the Chiyav Misa for an entire Shevet would not be Sayif, but would be Skila like a Yachid. However, the Maisa, both Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yenison would agree, if a Shevet served Avodah Zarah, that there's a requirement for 71 Dayanim to judge them. And as the Gemara explains, Mila Amrab Cham Rabbi Yeshia, Amrab Yeshia, that the Pasuk in Pasha Shevetim, B'negei Yachid that serves Avodah Zarah states, but it says, we learn from this pasuk that if there's a man or woman that serve avodah zarah, then you take them out to your gates and you take them to Sanhedrin Katana, which was the bezin of Chaf Gimel, which was generally next to the gates of the city. However, that if an entire city does avodah zarah, then even if there isn't a din of Eirin Dachas, for example, it's more than 100 people according to Rabbi Yeshia, more than Rav Shevet according to Rabbi Yenison, and although there won't be a din of Sayif, and the din of a Yachid would apply, and to be Chayav Skila, however, the Maisid, that judgment would have to be in front of a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad, and not in front of a Bezin of Chav Gimel. And similarly, Hachanami, Ish V'isha, Atom Meitzi L'Sherecha, V'atom Meitzi Kol Shevet Kulo Sherecha, and this limud also teaches us that if there's an entire Shevet that serves Avodah Zarah, then although B'negei the Chiyav Misa, they will be treated like a Yachid, and they will all be Chayav Skila. However, B'negei the Din Torah, there will be a requirement to judge them in front of a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad, and not in front of a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Zakravina, that would be pshat in our Mishnah, that when you have a Shevet that serves Avodah Zarah, that there would be a requirement to have them judged in front of a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad. And the Gemara continued that the Mishnah stated, Leis Nevi HaShekar, that Navi Sheker has to be judged in front of a Bezin of Shivim Ve'echad. And the Gemara asked, Minani Midli, that how do we know this halacha? And Amar Beis Bechunina, Amar Beis Bechunina teaches us, Asi Hazada Zada Mizakim Mamri. We have a Gzeir Shavar from the words Hazada that says, Benegeya Zakim Mamri, and the word Hazada that states, Benegeya Navi Sheker. And Malalam B'Shivim Ve'echad, Afkam Meshuvim Echad, just like there's a din of 71 by Zakin Mamre, so there's also a din that a Navi Sheka has to be judged in front of a Bezin of Shuvim Echad. When the Gemara mentioned the Gzeir Shav of Hazada Zada, it's based on the following Psukim. Pasuk and Pasha Shaftim Binagay and Navi Sheka states, Achad Navi Ashe Yazil Udabe Dava Bishmi, Isa Shaloitzi Visa Udabe, Vashe Dabe Bisham Alimachirim, Umesa Navi Ahu. Let's keep in mind that this Pasuk is talking about the Chi of Misa that is applicable to a Navi Sheker. And previously in Pasha Shaftim Binagay Zakim Amri, the Torah tells us that Isha Shiazu Bezada in Levilti Shemoy Allah Koyin or Ebi Lashari Shomes Hashem Lakecha, Oyala Shevet, Umesa Ishahu, Ubiata Rami Israel. The Torah teaches us that if a Dayan goes to the Bezin of Ayin Aleph in Yushalayim, and he asks a question, and Bezin paskins, and then he goes back to his town, and he paskins differently than Bezin HaGadol of Yushalayim, then he would be Chayim Misa. Lamaisa, we know that there's a requirement for this Dayan to go and ask this question in front of a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, and therefore the same din should apply. Benegay in the Misa of Binavi Sheker, he has to be judged in front of a Bezin of Ayin Aleph. Gemara now continues and asks on this member of Abayisha Bechurina, how can you say that we learn this din from a Zaki Mamre? Now, Lamaisa, when the Pasuk Benegay Zaki Mamre mentions the word Hazada, it's actually speaking about the Chi of Misa for someone that was a Zaki Mamre. Since in our Mishnah we don't mention that there's a requirement for a Bezin of 71 in order to judge a Zaki Mamre, then Lamaisa we see that we hold that a Zaki Mamre is Nida in Bechav Gimel and not in front of 71. Therefore, how can you learn from here that a Navi Sheker is required to have a Bezin of Ayin Aleph? The opposite should be true, that we see from here that there's only requirement for a Bezin of Chav Gimel. The only time is that any halacha that pertains to a Bezin of Ayin Aleph by a Zaki Mamre is only in regard to the din that when the Zaki Mamre goes to ask the Bezin and he goes against that Bezin, he has to be going against the Psak of a Bezin of Shivim Vechad and the Bezin HaGadol should be Yushalayim. As Rashi explained, the Chiksiv, the Kamta Valisa, by Roksiv, that is speaking about the Psak, Sheboyin Lishol, Ma'yoro, Vechazel Irai, that he goes and asks the Bezin HaGadol, what should he paskin? And then he went back to the city and he contradicted Bezin, Vimhoyer Lasses Kibetchila, Nidin Kishar Mumasim Bechav Gimel, the Loitonin Masisin, Vloy Zaka Mamre, as we explained. Gemara continues, Elam Reish Lakish, Gomer Dovid Dov Mam Rosai, the Inachanami, the Limud, was not from Hazada Hazada, the actual Gzeir Shava was when the word Dovid that states Benegay and Avi Sheker, and the word Dover that states Benegay Zaka Mamre, when he went and asked the Shaila in front of Bezin HaGadol, as the Pasuk states Benegay and Avi Sheker, Acha Navi Hashiyazi Ludabe Dover Bishmi, and the Pasuk also states, Vashi Dabe Bishem Alehim Achirim, Benegay Zaka Mamre, that goes and asked to Bezin HaGadol, the Pasuk states, Vasisa Pia Dover Ashiyagidu Lucha Min HaMakam Ahu Ashiyiv Chashem, Vishamat Lassus Kecha Ashiyarucha, just like when the Zaka Mamre asked Bezin, it has to be a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, therefore when judging a Navi Sheker, there's also a requirement to have a Bezin of Ayin Aleph. Gemara continues that we just stated that we have a Gzeir Shava of Dov Dov Ham Rasai, and we also stated previously that we have a Gzeir Shava of Azada Zada, that it says by Zakim Amri and it says by a Navi Sheker. Therefore, the Gemara now is, well, how does Zakim Amri, Veligma Azada Zadim Navi Sheker? Now that we learned Dov Dov Ham Rasai, and we learned that a Navi Sheker is required to have a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, well, we should now learn the Din of Zakim Amri from the Din of Navi Sheker based on the Gzeir Shava of Azada Azada. It states a Lashon Hazada by killing a Zaki Mamre and by the Chi of Misa, and we should learn out that just like a Navi Sheker is required to have a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, therefore when judging a Zaki Mamre, there should be a requirement to have a Bezin of Ayin Aleph, and Lamaisa Mishnah doesn't mention this, and therefore it's Muchach that there's only requirement to judge a Zaki Mamre with a Bezin of Chav Gimel. The Gemara responds, Dava Dava Gomer, Hazada Hazada Loi Gomer. As we know that in order for someone to use a Gzeir Shava, they have to have a Kabbalah from the Rabbeim, and it has to be based on Halacha Meshme Sinai. And as we know, Ein Adam Dung Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai. Although originally we thought that there was a Kabbalah of Hazada Hazada Mizaki Mamre, but once the Gemara asked this question, Arabesi Rabchina, the Reish Lakish was able to explain that although we had a Kabbalah, that there is some sort of Gzeir Shava in the Pasuk, it must be that the Gzeir Shava was from Dava Dava Mamrasai. It was never a Kabbalah to have a Gzeir Shava from Hazada Hazada Mizaki Mamre. As Rashi states, in Dibur Maschel Dava Dava, Hach Gzeir Shava the Dava Dava Gomele Haitanim Rabbe, Aval Hachta Hazada Hazada Le Gomele Mirabe, the Kavachema Adam Dome Atmai, however, in Adam Dong Zero Shavim Atmai, Elm King Kibum Rabbe Halachomish Messinai, the Ekalimema Kralamil Sachritasa, the Chain Alachar of Achsbi Israel. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Veloyes Kayin Godol, and there's also a requirement for a Bezin of Shim Vechod when judging a Kayin Godol, and the Gemara asks Minani Mili, is in regard to the Kayin Godol, the Rav Adabahava actually taught us the Limud as Omer of Adabahava, the Omer Kra, as the Pasuk states, Kaladava Godol Yavir Alecha, Dvar Shel Godol, Yisrael was telling Moshe any din Torah that's relevant to din nefashos and is relevant to a great person and to a kohen gadol or nasi should be brought to you, and Moshe's shakel can negate a bezin of ayin aleph, and therefore the requirement for a bezin of shem ve'echad. The Gemara now asks a question. Meisvei, the hacker of Adam Hav explained that the pasuk means devar shel gadol, but the Meisvei the Brisa tells us when the pasuk states devar gadol, it actually is referring to a difficult subject matter, not to the type of person. And as the Brisa continues, at the imed devar kasha, do you think it really means a difficult subject matter, or in the devar shel gadol, or maybe it's referring to the actual subject? It's referring to a din Torah that's relevant to a great person, or to a kohen, or to a nasi. But since when the pasuk tells us that Moshe implemented Yisrael's idea, and the pasuk tells us v'shatu esarim b'chol es as the davar kasha yavin al Moshe v'cha davar katan yishpetuheim harei davar kasha ama. Therefore, it must be that when Yisrael was giving direction and giving an etzah to Moshe, and he stated v'shatu esarim b'chol es v'hoi kol davar gadol yavin alecha v'cha davar katan yishpetuheim v'hakam alecha v'nasu itach, must also be referring to a difficult subject matter. And the word davar kasha is not referring to the type of person that we're judging, and this brisa is completely against this memory of Adi Bahava, as the brisa specifically tells us that the word davar gadol refers to davar kasha and not to davar shel gadol. And the Gemara explains who the Amma Kaitana, the Inuch Hanami of Adi Bahava, was going based on the following man the Amma in the following brisa. The Tanya is willing to the brisa davar gadol davar shel gadol. Then when Yisrael directed Moshe v'hoya kol davar gadol yovil olecha, it's referring to davar shel gadol. The brisa is after imid davar shel gadol in a little davar kasha, then maybe the pasuk is only referring to a difficult subject matter, and therefore the Brisa explains that since when Moshe implemented Yisrael's idea, he used the term of davar kasha, hari davar kasha amar, so that is discussing a difficult subject matter, hamani mikayim davar gadol, davar shel gadol, and therefore when Yisrael says to Moshe that davar gadol yavir olecha, that is coming to teach us that when judging a kohen gadol or a nasi, he must be judged by a bezin shel shem ve'echad. The Gemara now is on the first Brisa, v'haitana trei korei lomli, that l'chira, if the word davar gadol and the word davar kasha is really teaching us the same thing, and it's teaching us that if there's something which is a difficult subject matter, then that should come in front of Moshe Rabbeinu or in front of a bezin shel shem ve'echad. Why would the Torah have to mention davar gadol and davar kasha? And the Gemara states chad l'tzava v'chad l'asiya. And in Parakut Ches Pasuk of Beis, when Yisrael tells Moshe Rabbeinu kol davar gadol yaviu alecha, that's where Yisrael is giving the etzah teiva to Moshe Rabbeinu. In Pasuk of Vav, when the Torah states as a davar kasha yavin al Moshe, that's just teaching us that Moshe Rabbeinu actually implemented this idea, and he did exactly as Yisrael told him to do. The Gemara continues that l'chayr, the first brisa is correct, as l'maisa it definitely seems that the first pasuk is telling us the eitz of Yisrael, and the pasukim are telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu actually implemented his exact idea. Therefore, the meaning of the word davar gadol that states in pasuk of Beis, and the meaning of the word davar kasha that states in pasuk of Vav should have the same exact meaning. The Gemara responds, im kein lichtav oy gadol gadol oy kasha kasha, that if it's true that it would have the same meaning, then the Torah should use the same term both in Pasuk HaBeis and in Pasuk HaVav, my gadol, my kasha. And why does the Torah first speak about davar gadol and then in Pasuk HaVav speaks about davar kasha? Shema minotati. Therefore, we learn out both of these limudim. Number one, we understand that where there's a difficult subject matter, that the Dayanim would bring that to Moshe Rabbeinu, and also teach us that where there's a davar shel gadol, they would also bring that to Moshe Rabbeinu. And by extension, when judging a kohen gadol or a nasi of a shevet, then there's a requirement to judge him in front of a bezin shel shem ve'echad. And the Gemara continues that we just learned that when judging a kohen gadol for a chi of misa, then there's a requirement to have a bezin shel shem ve'echad. And therefore, by Rabbi Elazar asked the following shayla: Shor shel kohen gadol bekama. Since we previously learned on Daf Tes Vav and Aleph that a shor that kills a person is misasoy be'esav v'shloisha, and as we learned from the pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim that states, im shor nagachu mitmal shilsham v'hu bevalo v'leish menu v'hemis isha isha hashor yisakel v'gam ba'ol of yumas. We learned out k'misas abaylam kach misas shor. Therefore, the Gemara has a shayla as to what the halacha would be if a shor of a kohen gadol kills a person. And as the Gemara explains, l'misas baylam d'day madbin lei oiduma l'misas baylam d'alma madbin la. Would we say that we compare the shor in this skull to its actual baylam? And since its baylam is a kohen gadol, and if the kohen gadol would be chay misa, then we would judge the kohen gadol with the bezin of ayin aleph, and therefore we would have to judge the shor in this skull of a kohen gadol with the bezin of ayin aleph. Or do we say that the Torah just means that you compare a shor in this skull to a general owner of an animal? Since generally a person is judged with 23 dayanim, therefore every shor in iskol will be judged with 23 dayanim, even if this specific shor belongs to a kohen gadol. In lemaisa, the Gemara is not pushed to shaila Rabbi Elazar, and Amar Abaye and Abaye states midakamim boyle shorei, that since Rabbi Elazar asked this question b'negia shor in iskol of a kohen gadol, so it seems seems that it's pasha to Rabbi Eleza, it's certainly in a standard case of dinim mamonis, then the kohen gadol will be judged in front of a bezin of gimel, and there's no requirement for a bezin of ayin aleph. And the gemara now asks on Abaya, pshita, the lechayit is din that you just mentioned seems to be pashut, and the gemara responds, ma'aratema hayel v'chasav kol adava gadol, kol dvar shel gadol, that since the pasuk states kol adava gadol, so we would think that it means to tell us that any judgment, including dinim mamonis, of a gadol has to be in front of a bezin of ayin aleph, kamash blon, and therefore Abaya teaches us that certainly the dinim mamonis of a kohen gadol can be judged by a bezin of gimel, and there's no requirement for a bezin of ayin aleph. Before we continue, let's see Rashi, dibel maskel min kubay le shayri, shma mina shayri hu de misafke le mishum de chsiv vegan bal of yumas kemises baylim, av a sham and mayne pshit lan de bishlesha kechol din in mamanis. And lemaisa, let's keep in mind that not only do we have a din, kemises baylim kach misa shar, benegay a din of a shar niskal, but we had a similar din, benegay an animal that is revea a person. We previously explained, based on psukim, that since the person would be chayiv misa, and that judgment would be in front of a bezin chav gimel, and therefore the judgment of this animal will also be in front of a bezin of chav gimel. And l'chayr, why did Rabbi Eleza ask this question b'negeya behema that was revea kohen gadol? And he should have also had a shayla that do we say that this animal would be judged with chav gimel like a regular revea, or do we say that since he was revea kohen gadol, so he'd be judged by a bezin of ayin aleph? And l'chayr, it's possible to say that the only time that we had a shayla is only by a shar in the skull. When a shar is being killed, the bailim of the shar is not chay misa, and we're just comparing a shar to its bailim, and therefore we could have a shayla. Doesn't mean that we compare the shar to its bailim. What do we mean that we compare shar to bailim that generally a chay misa? There's only a requirement to have a bezin of chav gimel. However, as we discussed when we saw Rashi on the Tesvav and Aleph, 2 lines from the bottom of Amid, where he states nishkav lemevi behema lov, that it seems the only time that we require a reveya to actually be judged by a bezin chav gimel is only when the other party will actually be chay misa. And therefore, the misa of the reveya has to be done in a similar fashion to the misa of the person, and since the person will be judged with 23, so therefore the behemoth will be judged with 23. But since in a case where a behemoth is reveya a kohen gadol, and it was beratzain that the kohen gadol would be chay misa, and the kohen gadol would have to be judged by a bezin of ayin aleph, so in that case Rabbi Eleza was not mesupik, and certainly the din would be that the animal would have to be judged in front of a bezin of ayin aleph b'tzarech bir. And our gemara now continues and quotes from our mishnah v'metzil l'mechem zarishus LLP bezin shel shem v'echad, that in order to go out to mechem zarishus you need the permission of a bezin of 71. And Rashi in our mishnah stated b'mechem zarishus kol mechama kor rishus levad mechem zishua shehoisa lichbeishes eretz yisrael. Our gemara asks b'nadi mili that was the makar for this halacha, and Amar Ravo, Ravo states the Amar Kar as the pasuk of Pashas Pinchas states the l'fnei loza koyin yamoid v'shol loy b'mishpat urm l'fnei Hashem al piv yetzu v'al piv yivayu hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy v'chol ha'ido. And as we know previously, the pasuk in Perakov Zayin pasuk Yilchas states v'yoyim Hashem al-Mishah kach l'chos Yishua b'nun ish ha-shiruach boi v'samachtas yodcha alov v'mata oysa l'fnei loza koyin v'lfnei kol ha'ido v'tzivisa oysa l'aneim v'nesatram hoitcha alov l'man yishmu kol das b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, Agamara now explains who, when the pasuk states who, Zem Melech, that refers to Yeshua ben Nun, who was considered the Melech, the Chol ben Yisrael Itai, Zem Meshuch Mechama, this refers to the Meshuch Mechama. As Rashi Maseches Yuma explains, Misha Chol ben Yisrael Itai, Lotis Le Mechama Achrav, when the Pasuk states, V'chol Ha'ida, Zeh Sanhedrin, that refers to the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 Dayanim, and therefore we see that when going out to Mechama, there's a requirement to ask the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, and Ayin Rabbeinu Yoinu asks, the L'chira, our Misha is talking about a Mechama Sereshus, and how can we bring a Raya from this pasuk which is talking about a mechamis mitzvah? And lemaisa Agamar continues and asks, "V'dilmal Sanhedrin who dekamal hu rachmana the l'shaylu b'um v'tumim?" That maybe the Torah is not telling us that you have to ask the Sanhedrin if you could go out to mechama, and there's no requirement to actually receive permission. And the Torah is just teaching us the din b'degay and urim v'tumim, that the only ones that could ask a question to the urim v'tumim is only the king or the kohen mishul mechama or the Sanhedrin. Therefore, the Gemara states, "Elok yihad amar of achav abizna amar of shem chasida." That the way that we know that they asked the Sanhedrin is based on the following member of Achav Abizna in the name of Shimon Chasida, that states that Kina Hayotol L'Madel Mitoshesh Al David, that there was a harp that was hanging on top of the bed of David. Kivin Shagiyah Chatzei Slaylo. Once it was midnight, Ruach Tzifrenis Menashevus Boy. Then a northern wind would blow. He Menagimah Elov, and the harp would stop playing by itself. Miyad Hayodavid Oimed. And at that point, David would get up and start learning Torah until it was morning. Kivin Shalom Amud Hashachar Nichtosu Chachmi Yisrael Etzloi. And once it was Alisa Shachar, that Nechach Yisrael came to David HaMelech to ask him questions, and one time, Omuloi, they said to him, Adineinu HaMelech, Am Chisrael Tzuchim L'Panosa, our master, our king, you should know that Klal Yisrael is in need of Panosa, and Omulahen, and therefore David said to them, L'chu v'spansu zemizeh, let them go and do business with each other, and this way they'll be able to have Panosa from each other. Omuloi, however, Chacham said back to David, Ein HaKremitz Maspia Sari, that if there's a small amount of food that fits into Kremitz of a person, and fits into the palm of a person's hand, that will not satisfy a lion, and a bar cannot be filled up from its own dirt. As Rashi states, that if you would have a bar that's already dug, and then you dig out more dirt, and then you throw that dirt back into the bar, then certainly you will not be able to fill up that bar from the dirt that you just took out of the bar. And Amar Lahem, and therefore David said to them, L'chu pashtu yudeichem begedud, that you should go out and you should fight our enemies, and this way you'll get the spoils of war, and that will be able to support people, and through the war efforts, we'll be able to support the people and support Klal Yisrael. As we will see, based on Psukim, Miyad Yoitzim Bachri Teufel, so immediately went out and they asked Achri Teufel how to fight this war. They went to him in order to strategize, and then Vinimlochim Sanhedrin, and they asked the Sanhedrin for permission, Vishoyim B'Urim V'Tumim, and then they asked the Urim V'Tumim if they would be Matzliach. Gemara continues, Amar Beisiv Me'ikra, from where do we see this in Pasuk, that this was the order when they went to war, and we continue on Daf Tesai and Beis, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk at Divrei Yomim, and the Gears of Agamor is, V'Achri Achri Teufel Bin Yo Ben Yod Yoido Vav Yosa V'Tzad Tzavol HaMelech, who is Yoyev, and the Gears in Pasuk in Divrei Yomim Aleph and Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph is, V'Achri Achri Teufel Yo Yod Ben Ben Yo Vav Yosa V'Tzad Tzavol HaMelech, who is Yoyev. And the Maisa, the Gemara explains that they first went to Achri Teufel, Zay Yoyetz, he was the one who gave Eitzes, and he was the one that they strategized with, V'Chinu Oimre, and similarly we find in the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, V'Tzas Achri Teufel Ashi Yoretz by Yom Mehem, Kashi Yishol Ish Bedvar Alekim, Kain Kolatzas Achri Teufel, Gam L'David, Gam L'Avshalayim. Then the Pasuk states, U'binyar B'nyada, or as we have a Gersa, V'yoyada B'binyo, Zu Sanhedrin, this refers to the Sanhedrin, and we see that they went to the Sanhedrin in order to ask Rishus to go to Muhammad. Ayin Rashi was bothered that why would B'nyar B'nyada refer to Sanhedrin if the Sanhedrin was made up of 71 people, and Zak Rashi, Shehoi Muflu Shur Bezin, as he was the most Choshu in Bezin. Once again, this is similar to what the Gemara taught us, Adaf Yudal Ramnal, Penegay Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, that since he was the most Choshev, therefore it was Nikra Shmai. The Gemara continues that then they went to Avyasa, and we know Avyasa was the Kohen Gadol, Elu Urim V'Tumim, and this refers to them seeking counsel from the Urim V'Tumim, V'Cheinu Oimer, and as the Pasuk states in Divrei Yom Aleph, U'binyo Ben Yoyodo, Ala Kresi V'Aplesi, U'bnei David Rishonim, Liad HaMelech, when Mike said the Pasuk refers to Urim V'Tumim as the Kresi and Plesi, and the Gemara now asks, V'lam Nikra Shmai and Kresi V'Plesi, and why is the Urim V'Tumim called the Kresi V'Plesi? As Kresi Shekarsin Nevraim, as Kresi is because they cut their words and they say exactly what they mean, or places Shimon Floy Masein, as it was a Pella and it was a wonder as to the Maisim of the Urim V'Tumim. And the Gemara now ends off that after they did all this, then only at that point the general would finally go out to war. As she explains, when the Gemara stated, it means that they first went to Ben Yoh Ben Yodah, and then only afterwards they would go and ask the Urim V'Tumim. And as Rashi states, Gemara now goes back to discuss the story with David, and Rashi previously stated, we know that David got up at midnight, as the Pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes states, Atzeis Laila Okam Lohidus Loch Al Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Gemara now continues, Amar Bitzuk Breder of Adav Amri Lo Amar Bitzuk Ba'avadimi Me'ikra. And how do we know that David HaMelech was woken by a harp? And we bring a Pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Zayin, that states, we see that David says, my soul should get up and should be woken by the navel v'china, and we see that the harp would wake him up. And David said that although other malachim get up in the middle of the day, however, I get up even earlier than the dawn, and I wake in the dawn. The Gemara now continues and quotes from Mishnah, a mesifin al ir v'alazaris el al pi bezin shel shem v'echad. And l'maisa, we know that the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos, the Gemara actually speaks about other things that were necessary in order to be mesif al ir v'alazaris. However, since our Mishnah is only discussing the Dinim of Sanhedrin, so therefore we just speak about the part that's relevant to Sanhedrin and is a requirement to have a Bezen Shel Shem V'Echad in order to be Meisif Ala Ir V'Ala Azaris. Our Gemara asks, Minani Mili, that what is the Makar for this Halacha? And Amar Abshir Barchia and Abshir Mir Barchia teach us, as Amar Krah, as the Pasuk and Pashas Truma teach us, Kecha Shini Maro Eischa, Eis Tavnes Ha Mishkan, Veis Tavnes Kol Kelov, V'Chein Tasu. It certainly can't be talking about building the Mishkan, as the Pasuk already stated, V'Asalim Migdash, V'Shechati B'Seich. Shechem, and therefore it must be telling us that if at a later point in history you want to be Masif on the ear of one Nazaris, then this is the Seed Hadvarim, and the only way that it could be done is only through Moshe Rabbeinu or through the Sanhedrin, as the Pasuk states, V'chein Tasu, that you should do so, L'Duris Habayim, as Rashi states, K'in Tasu L'Duris, Ma Mishkan Al Pi Moshe, V'hu B'makam Sanhedrin G'dayla, Afl Duris Al Pi Sanhedrin G'dayla. The Gemara continues, Masav Rava, Rava asked the following question, that we learned in the Braisa, Kala Kelim Shasa Moshe, Mishichasa Mikadshan, Mikan Ve'ilach, Avidasa Mikan Chasan, that any Keli that Moshe Rabbeinu made, became Kaddish once Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshech the Kli with the Shem and the Mishcha. However, at any later point, any new Kli that avoided was Mechanach the Kli, only at that point did it have a Shem of a Kli Shoris. And the Gemara asked, Amai, name of Vachin Tassel Deris Habayim, that just like you were able to be Mekaddish Kalim through the Shem and Mishcha by the time of Moshe, so in future generations the same din should apply and the Kedusha should occur based on the Shem and Mishcha. And the Gemara answers, Shani Hasam, that Lemaisid is Exeris HaKasa, bin the Gay of future Kalim, that Meshicha does not work. As the Amar Kroz, the Pasuk and Pashas Nasi tells us, Vahi B'yayim Kaleis Moshe L'Hakam Esa Mishkan, Vahim Shech Oisei L'Kaddish Oisei Ves Kol Kelav, Ves Mizbech Ves Kol Kelav, Vahim Shechem Ve Kaddish Oisam, and the word Oisam is extra, and we learn out, Oisam B'Mashicha, V'Lei L'Deis B'Mashicha, that the only Kelim that become Kaddish through Mashicha are only the Kelim that were initiated by Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mishkan. However, any future Kelim would not be able to become Kaddish through Mashicha. And the Gemara asks, Ve'ema Oisam B'Mashicha, U'Deris Iba Mashicha Iba Avoda. Why don't we say that the Pasuk is telling us that Benegeya Moshe is a requirement for Mashicha, but Benegeya the Kelim L'Deris, there is a choice, and either a person could do Mashicha, or he could be Mekadosh them through Avoda. And Amar Rapapa, and Rapapa states, as Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Pashba Midbar states, V'Lachu is called Kli Asharis, as Yisharsim B'Makadosh, V'Nosnu Al Beged Tcheles, V'Chisa Oisam B'Mikseh Or Tachash, V'Nosnu Al Amoit. We see how Kasa Talim B'Shiris, that the Torah states that it's based on Shiris, and the only time that it receives its Kedusha is once you actually use the Kli, and by just be anointing it with the Shem and HaMishcha, that would not suffice. And the Gemara now continues that if you learn this din from the Pasuk in Bamidba that states, Ayesh Yisharsim B'Kodesh, so Allah Isam Lamli, why do we need the Lima of Ekadosh Isam? And what are we learning from the word of Isam? And the Gemara answers, Yilav Isam, Havamino L'Deris B'Mashicha Uva Avoida, that L'Maisa we would think that L'Deris is a requirement both for the Shem and HaMishcha as well as for Avoida. And if you don't do both, then the Kli would not be Kodesh, Daksiv V'Chein Tasu, and Kasra Achmana Isam, and therefore the Torah states, Isam, Isam B'Mashicha, V'Loy L'Deris B'Mashicha, that only the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu initiated into the Mishkan needed Mashicha, but the other Kelim do not require Mashicha, and the only way to Mekadosh those Kelim is only through Avoida. Ayin Rashi, who explains the Makar that Rapapa brought from the Pasuk in Midbar that states, Ayesh Shasim B'Kodesh, and how do we know we're talking about the Kelim that were initiated and became Kodesh after Moshe Rabbeinu? And Zok Rashi, since the Pasuk says, Ayesh Shasu, Labor Mashma, as Mashma in the future, L'Deris Habam, Nostu B'Sheris, Midichsiv, Kol Kli Asharis, Ayesh Shasu. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, in Oisin Sanhedrin L'Shvatim, LRP Bezin Shel Shivim V'Echad, and when setting up Sanhedrin Ketanais, the Bezin Shel Chof Gimel, they had to be set up by the Sanhedrin Gedegla and by 71 Dayanim. The Gemara asks, Minolon, what is the Makar for this din? And the Gemara states, Kede Eshchem Moshe, the Oikis Sanhedrin, Moshe V'Mokayim Shivim V'Chadkai, that since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that initially set up the Sanhedrin, and L'maisa Moshe is B'Mokayim Ayin Aleph, therefore, whenever we have to set up a Bezin Shel Chof Gimel, it has to be set up by the Sanhedrin Gedoyla and a Bezin of 71 Dayanim. The Gemara now continues and dashes the Pasuk at the beginning of Pasha Shoftim. As Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Minayin Shem Aminu Shoftim L'Yisrael, that how do we know there's a mitzvah for Bezin to set up judges of Klal Yisrael? Tamar Lema, as the Pasuk says, Shoftim L'Shoftim, Titin L'cha B'chol Sherecha. And the Gemara continues, Shoftim L'Yisrael Minayin, that how do we know that we have to set up Shoftim and we have to stand up police officers and a system of law and order? Tamar Lema, the Pasuk says, Shoftim V'Shoftim, Titin L'cha B'chol Sherecha. The Braisa continues, Shoftim L'cha B'shev Minayin, and how do we know that there's a chiv to set up a Bezin of Chaf Gimel for every single Shevet? Tamar Lema, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. The Pasuk states that you have to have Shoftim for your Shvatim. Shoftim L'cha B'shev Minayin, Tamar Lema, Shoftim L'Shvatecha. And the Pasuk ends off that this has to be done for each of your Shvatim. The Gemara continues, Shoftim L'cha Ir V'Ir Minayin, that how do we know that we need a Bezin of Chaf Gimel by every single large city? Tamar Lema, the Pasuk states, Shoftim L'Sharecha, and Sharecha is referring to the gates of a city. Similarly, the Braisa continues, Shoftim L'cha Ir V'Ir Minayin, that how do we know there's a requirement to set up Shoftim for every single city? Tamar Lema, Shoftim L'Sharecha. Gemara continues that although the Tanakama learned that the Sanhedrin Gedolah has to set up the Sanhedrin Ketana, as he compared this to Moshe Rabbeinu, however, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda said, states Echamun al Kulon, that the Sanhedrin Gedolah was the Bezdin, was in charge and was appointed to set up all the other Batidinim and to set up the Sanhedrin Tana of Bezdin Chof Gimel. Shanema, as the Pasuk says, Titin Lacha, that you should make and you should be the ones that are in charge to make sure to set up a Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel. Finally, the Brisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Rav Shimon Gamliel states that since the Pasuk states, Shaiftim Vishaitim Titin Lacha Bechol Sharecha, Shashem Lekacham Nesil Lachol Shvatecha, Vishaftu Sa'am Mishpat Sadek, and the word Lishvatecha is right next to the word Vishaftu. We learn out Mitzvah Beshevet, Lod Nashiftai, there's a Mitzvah for a specific Shevet to judge their own Shevet. For example, judges from Shevet Shimon should judge the people of Shevet Shimon, and you shouldn't have judges from Shevet Reuven judging the people from Shevet Shimon. Nayin Tesis Divu Maschol Shaiftim Lachol Shevet Beshevet, Im Yesh Be'er Achas Mi Be'er Shvatim, that if in one city you have two different Shvatim, Oisim Be'er Sanhedrais, then there's a requirement to have two separate Sanhedrais, which is based on a previous limud of Shaiftim Lachol Shevet Beshevet, as well as the limud of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Ayin Rashi Divu Maschol Shaitrim, Gul Yarim, Chayftim Bemaklis, Al Pi HaShaiftim, Lachol Mishayin Shemeah. And Rashi also states, Mitzvah Beshevet, Lodin Shiftai, V'leyelchu B'nei Shevet Zeh, L'Bezin Shel Shevet Acher. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Ve'in Oisin Erin Adachas, El Al Pi Bezin Shel Shimon Ve'echad, and the Gemara asks, Minan Emili, that was the Mekar, and Amar B'chir Ba'yasef, Amar Ba'ishya, is Amar Kra, as the Pasuk in Pasha Shevetim, when discussing a Yochid that served Avay Dezara, the Pasuk states, Ve'yaseet Zeh, Se'a Isha Hu, Se'a Isha Hi, Asha Oswa, Se'a Dova Ra'zeh, Asha Recha, Asha Isha Hi, Se'a Isha, Uskaltim Ba'von V'mesu, as we previously mentioned on the Tazayim Aleph, Ishvi Isha, Asha Meitzu with Lusharecha, Vi'ata Meitzu Kol Eir Kulu Lusharecha, that the only time that you judge someone in front of a Bezin Shel Chof Gimel, which was generally next to the gates of the city, is only by an Ish and Isha and only by a Yochid. Once a judgment is not on a Yochid and it's already considered a city, then there's a requirement to have 71 judges. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, Ein Ois an Irin Adachas Besfar, that you can't make an Irin Adachas on a border city between Eretz Yisrael and the area that's outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara states, My Taima, and how do we notice? Mekir Bechot Merchmona, Voloim in Esfar, as it's based in Xeris HaKosov, and as we'll see a bit later on the Amid, that Rav Shimon will actually give us Taima Dekra and will tell us that's because we want to make sure that Eretz Yisrael is safe and that armies can come and invade Eretz Yisrael. And if you will have an area right next to the border which was desolate and which is not inhabited, then it's much easier for the Goyim to come and wage war with Klal Yisrael and take over Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the Mishnah state of Alei Shalosh, and you can't make three Irin Yidachas. And the Gemara explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk in Pashva E states, Kisishma ba'achas orecha, shashem lekecha, neis lecha, l'shav shav leimar. Therefore, we can make three Irin Yidachas. How about Avo Isin Achas Yishtayim, but you can make one or two. The Chsiv, as the next word is, orecha, the Torah used the Lashon Rabbim. The Gemara continues, turn on the bottom, we learned to the Brisa, achas, when the Torah states achas, so we learn out achas v'lei sholosh, that you can only make one Irin Yidachas and not three. Ata'im achas v'lei sholosh, do you see that the Pasuk means one and not three? Or you know, achas v'lei shtayim, or maybe the Torah means they can only make one Irin Yidachas and not two, k'shu oimer orecha, harei shtayim omer, but since the Pasuk states orecha b'lashon Rabbim, so therefore we see they can make two Irin Yidachas, ha'mani mekayim achas, achas v'lei sholosh. This Brisa is really a repeat of the previous Limud. Up until this point, we didn't explain in detail what the Gemara means when it states achas v'lei sholosh, and the Gemara explains zimnam rav, that sometimes Rav would explain bebezin echadu de'ein oisin, that one Sanhedrin gedolah cannot be the ones that paskin are more than two cities, that they are irin yidachas habishnayim mishloisha batidin oisin. But if there would be a change in the bezin and the Sanhedrin gedolah would now have a different dayonim, then since it's considered like a new Sanhedrin, therefore they would be able to make additional irin yidachas of zimnam rav afilu b'shnayim mishloisha batidin lo'ilam ein oisin. And at different times Rav taught us that even if there would be different dayonim and different batidinim and different Sanhedrin gedolah, there still would not be able to be a designation more than two irin yidachas. And the Gemara explains my time in Rav, that what pshat in the second din of Rav, and the Gemara explains mishum kocho, if there wouldn't be a limit to the amount of irin yidachas that Bezin could create, then there would be potential that Eretz Yisrael would become desolate, and of course that's a danger that goyim and wild animals would be able to take over Eretz Yisrael. And Amrei Shlokish leishanu v'makom echad, that this din was only stated in one area in Eretz Yisrael, and for example either in Yehuda or Golil or Eivar Yarden. However, b'shtayim shleish b'koyim esayin, but if Bezdin would want to make these irin yidachas in two or three different regions in Eretz Yisrael, then they could do so. However, Rabbi Yechon argues in Reish Lakish, and he states in oisim mishum kocho, that even if it would be two different regions in Eretz Yisrael, Bezdin would still never be able to make more than two irin yidachas. Gemara continues Tanik of Asur Rabbi Yechon, that we have a brayso like Rabbi Yechon that states in oisim shal shiars b'nidachas b'Eretz Yisrael, avol oisim shtayim could go in achas behuda ba'achas begolol. I was shtayim behuda, shtayim begolol in oisin. But you can't make two in Yehuda and two in Golol. And even though they're in two different regions, it still is not muta. Usmuch l'svar filo achas in oisin. And if it's close to the border, then you can't even make one erin dachas close to the border. The Braisa asks, my taima, that was the reason that you can't make an erin dachas next to the border. And Braisa explains, shem yishmu nachrim v'yachriv v'saret Yisrael. We're concerned that potentially the goyim will hear that there's an area next to the border that's uninhabited and that's desolate, and they'll come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. Gemara asks that why is the Braisa state that the reason is shem yishmu nachrim v'yachriv v'saret Yisrael? If previously we stated that we have a gzeiras hakasev that states mikir b'cha, we learned out v'loy min asfar. Gemara answers that in a chanami, this Braisa is Rab Shimon Hi, the Dorish time in the Kra, who dashes the reasoning for the pasuk, and in a chanami, the limit is from the words mikir b'cha, and we learn out v'loy min asfar. But Rab Shimon teaches us that the reason for this limud is because Shem Yishmu Nachrim v'yachriv v'saret Yisrael, and we will stop over here.